Today on Real Radio.
In 70 AD, when the 5th Roman Legion came into Jerusalem under Titus, those records were destroyed for all time and eternity.
Decimated, yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is that important? Because the Messiah had already been identified in Jesus. The genealogies had already been confirmed. And so today, if someone were to show up and proclaim themselves to be the Messiah of Israel, quite frankly, they would have to go off of feeling, Mike. Yeah. They would have to go off of, well, wasn't he persuasive? They couldn't go off of biblical science.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, we step aside from our normal verse-by-verse. In fact, we just wrapped up the book of Luke yesterday, and that's what we're going to be discussing here in Pastor Jack's office, something we don't do often enough, but we've got the opportunity to do that today. Pastor Jack, right here in your office, we're going to be talking chiefly about the book of Luke. It's good to be here.
Well, Mike, it's good to have you in here, and it is amazing to think about how over the course of the last 9 months, and you know, that's being radio time, if you
that's
think about it.
Right.
That, those are 22 messages that are aired on radio every day, which took up 9 months, which kind of gives the listener the idea and understanding that we're looking at a series of teachings here at Calvary of over 140 opportunities to dive into the Word of God for that time here at Calvary in Luke. Took up a great amount of our activities, and we're blessed, Mike, by the fruit of investing in God's Word.
You know, usually in the opening and closing of the program, we talk about our journey through the book of Luke, and that's really what it is. First of all, you've got, what, 5 historical narratives in the New Testament, 4 Gospels, 3 Synoptic, and Luke, we keep narrowing it down, Luke has many uniquenesses in and of itself. Why is that?
Well, first of all, Luke, the author himself, is a unique character regarding the New Testament revelation for this reason, that he was a medical physician. It is believed in church history that you're talking about a man who was probably, as physicians were of those days, probably schooled in the area of Greece. That means he would have been sent there by, frankly, the man who owned him. Many physicians were slaves.
And personal
when I say
physicians.
Personal physicians, right. Personal slaves to the hierarchy or to the affluent. And so you're looking at a man who no doubt gained his freedom through Jesus Christ, the gospel, and in some capacity was liberated to assist Paul, and what has turned out to be one of the most revealing gospels of the 4 for this reason. Him being a physician, he uses words. He gives us descriptions that allow us to look at the gospel narrative here in Luke with a little bit of a technical medical angle. For example, there are things that Luke brings out, and the word usage, Mike, is amazing because only Luke uses them, and they are terms that were used during that first century era among the physicians of his day. So, for example, the birth of Jesus, the conception of Christ regarding the visitation of the Holy Spirit in Mary's life, the whole advent of his healing process where Jesus goes through in the ministry, public ministry of Christ, the descriptions of the withered hands or the blind eyes or those that were raised from the dead. Luke looks at these things in a much more technical manner, which I appreciate, and I know you do too, Mike, because he comes at it from an angle where for today, if a skeptic wants to review these things, he'll be quite impressed with the advanced knowledge that Luke brought to the gospel presentation.
So this would be an example of somebody who is educated, but he's not going to stand up there and say, well, I'm just a little too smart for that. You're not going to convince me because, why, I'm an educated man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. Luke of his day was a very educated man, and yet Luke was a man who was so obviously concerned that we understand who Jesus is because it's the Gospel of Luke that is revealing to us that Jesus Christ is the Son of Man. How fantastic is that? That is a messianic term.
That's right.
The Jesus being the Messiah, that it is an announcement that this is the one who represents mankind. This is the one that presents our case before the Father. This is the one who pleads our cause and our case. And of course, the greatest message of all is the gospel message, which God came down to us and took upon himself the form of a man. This is Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, meaning he represents all and totality of mankind.
Okay, what are some of the other uniquenesses of Luke? And here's what I mean by that question more specifically. You read Matthew, it starts off with genealogies. John just immediately launches into his deity. Luke is different. He talks about the priest of the time going blind and that sort of thing. Why does he spend time on that?
It's amazing to realize that when we open the Bible, when we hold our Bibles, we're talking about not only the revelation that God has given to us in these last 2,000 years, but obviously Luke is speaking to us now, our culture here today. What's amazing, Mike, is to realize that when you look at the genealogies that you just pointed out, imagine for a moment, moving ahead a few years, we don't know how many years that might be, where God is now directly dealing with, in a fantastic way, the nation of Israel. There's going to be Jews around the world that are going to be opening up the New Testament during the tribulation period. And Mike, when they look at Luke, that many of us Gentiles, we don't really appreciate much of those genealogies.
We
have a tendency to skip through those. When they open up Matthew, the Jewish curious person looking at who is this Jesus, they're going to find a genealogy that declares that from one line regarding Christ, Jesus has absolute access and authority to not only be one who claims the kingship of Israel, but has been qualified by the genealogies that are there listed in Matthew's gospel, that Jesus is none other than the heir to the throne. And then you mention John's gospel. You have John's gospel that has its own genealogy regarding Jesus Christ being the Word of God, God himself come down among men. That's found in John chapter 1. You have, what's interesting, no genealogy in Mark's gospel.
That's
none
right.
whatsoever. Well, out of the three genealogies given in Scripture, why does Mark leave out the genealogy? Mike, what's interesting about Mark's gospel is that Mark presents Jesus Christ as the servant. The servant being the one that Mark's gospel, though it's the shortest gospel, it records more of the miraculous works of Jesus serving mankind, serving the nation Israel.
He had the power to do this and the power to do
exactly.
that and so forth.
Exactly. And so rather than the genealogy be listed in Mark's gospel, Mark's gospel presents the very nature and compassion of the heart of God sending his son as a servant to mankind. And then, of course, you come to Luke. And Luke's gospel has the genealogy that shows us and declares to us that you've got Jesus Christ, the Messiah of mankind. He's the son of David. When you combine the genealogies, and this is, imagine, Mike, this is going to happen someday among the Jewish people. When they look at those four gospels, they are going to come away with the understanding that Jesus is, in fact, our long-awaited Messiah. He is the one.
Yes.
And Mike, you brought up the word genealogy. What's amazing today is, isn't it fantastic that in 70 AD, when the 5th Roman Legion came into Jerusalem under Titus, those records were destroyed for all time and eternity.
Decimated, yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is that important? Because the Messiah had already been identified in Jesus. The genealogies had already been confirmed. And so today, if someone were to show up and proclaim themselves to be the Messiah of Israel, quite frankly, they would have to go off of feeling, Mike.
Yeah.
They would have to go off of, well, wasn't he persuasive? They couldn't go off of biblical science. Regarding Jesus, it is a scientific fact that Christ, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, is none other than Israel's Messiah and, in fact, Savior of the world.
Okay, I keep hearing these words over and over. Israel, Mashiach, Messiah. Jews, Jewish, and so forth. Just to be clear, Luke, it is your position that he is not a Jew.
No.
Okay, just a quick little story, if you don't mind. We were down at Calvary Chapel Rosarito in Baja, and I ran into an old friend of mine, Stan Meyer. He was doing a Christ in the Passover presentation down there.
Beautiful.
And in his presentation, he says, now, a lot of people say that Luke is a Gentile. I don't know. He was a doctor.
That's good. My son, the doctor.
But it is the position of most, including you, that Luke is a Gentile. So would this be a sign that the Messianic era did begin in the time of Luke and therefore in the time of Yeshua, and that the word of God and his redemptive plan goes out to the Gentiles, the Goyim?
Well, when we read the book of Acts from the very beginning, you're talking about the birth of a church in Jerusalem, a gathering of people. What unified them was the gospel. And remember, in the beginning, it was predominantly Jewish believers who had fulfilled, in a sense, their Old Testament commitment. Mm-hmm. They knew the Old Testament. And so what made sense to them was Jesus is the one. He was born in Bethlehem, Micah chapter 5, verse 2. There's a rumor surrounding his life all these 33 and a quarter years that he was born of a virgin. That's Isaiah chapter 7, 14.
That's right.
And then there's this talk about him being the one who was none other than the very judge of nations. Hey, that's Isaiah 9, verse 6. That it's going to be the one who, now that he's been crucified, we are now reminded that Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53 speaks about our Messiah suffering on a cross, being crucified through his hands and his feet. Isaiah chapter 50 speaks about whoever this Messiah of Israel would be, his beard would be plucked out of his face,
yeah,
that he would literally give his back to his smiters. Mike, that is just that statement alone is a divine declaration. There is not a human being on the planet that has the self-control and the pain tolerance to willingly not only give his back to his smiters, but in the nature of how Christ was mutilated and marred and yet never said a word. And then they who witnessed that were reminded again of Psalm 22, where he was like a lamb led by the shearers, sacrificed, brutalized, and yet he opened not his mouth. All of that laid out in Scripture, and of course much more. But when you consider that the first century church was predominantly Jewish in believers, but as time went on, as you know, the diaspora, the persecution,
that's right,
began to drive the church out, which was a godsend if you think about
sure
it. The persecution caused the church to emanate out from Jerusalem, of course, went through the regions north, Lebanon today, up into Turkey,
India, Spain,
Syria, everywhere. And by the way, even into the areas that we would call today of Saudi Arabia, our Saudi Arabia, the gospel was all over that region of the world, crossing over into North Africa, and of course, all of Europe. And look, Mike, eventually, until it comes to the west coast of Southern California,
yeah,
where you and I had a chance to hear the gospel. And I rejoice that the gospel today is going forth via technology like never before in the history of man. Think about that. As you and I sit here today, this gospel of Luke is being broadcast not only through this radio program, but so many other teaching ministries that you can either listen to live, you can podcast them, you can download them, you can tune into some radio frequency somewhere around the world and get the Word of God. Mike, it is awesome that you and I live in a time right now where this gospel is being preached all around the world, and it is a glorious time to be mating technology with the gospel of Christ. Our God is always relevant.
And that is because he's the great orchestrator of all events. He knew about
absolutely
iPods and podcasting.
Oh, you know, he invented
the
iPod so he could get the gospel out to the ends of the world through the iPod. Yeah, you bet.
Of course. Okay, you're listening to Real Radio. We're having an intimate chat with Jack Hibbs right here in his office. And there's so much to cover within just a few short minutes. But I do have to note that we have six different topical studies that have come out of this book, and you've very humbly declared you don't think that you're a topical teacher, but I beg to differ. I think you did a wonderful job. Could you tell us some of those DVDs, CDs, and MP3s and such that you have in your hand right now?
Mike, I would love to, and you're right. I'm not big on topical messages, but yet what happened out of the Gospel of Luke, there are chapters and theme sections of Scripture where just by the leading of the Lord, I have to give him all the credit for that, The Lord led us. We didn't plan it, but he led us to assemble these series, and the Lord has blessed them. And I hope that those listeners who have not yet obtained any of these copies would do so. But, you know, we've got some of these. For example, one that was very popular here was the little mini-series we did, Jesus Christ Isn't a Curse Word. And
remember
we recognize
that.
The name of God and, yep. and the significance of Jesus Christ. We looked at why do we struggle with doubt? And who cannot relate to that?
Of course.
Yeah, we all can relate
and
to
it's
that.
Not always necessarily a bad thing as
That's
long
right.
as it leads you to the foot of the cross.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes, in fact, some of my greatest findings have come out of those times where I'm doubting, not does God exist or is Jesus my Lord, but doubting, Lord, are you in this venture?
That's right.
Or are you leading me in this particular pursuit? We've got the Temptation series, What Are We to Do? And that was a very popular series that came out of Luke. And When a Christian Prays, we go through the Lord's Prayer and what happens when we do pray. Are all of our prayers answered? Does God hear the prayer of the non-believer? Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, this one I'm holding up right now, we had here at Real Radio and at Calvary, a tremendous email response and letter writing response from people responding to Christian Come Home in the Prodigal Son teaching. There's so many people out there today that feel or sense or think that they cross the line and God doesn't want them back. And that is a lie from the enemy.
It's been said that God is the God of second chances. Isn't that the central message of Christian Come Home?
Absolutely. When Hope Arrives is another series,
oh, yeah.
and that's a four-part series, and I was very excited about this, Mike, because it came during Passion Week. It came during the week of Palm Sunday. Then we have the events of Jesus' last week on earth before he would suffer, and then we've got Good Friday, and we've got the amazing events of course, Resurrection Sunday morning. And you know, all of these things are available to the listener today, and but, you know, Mike, they can also get, which is quite remarkable, they can obtain for themselves the Gospel of Luke in the MP3 format that allows them to have all of our 140-plus teachings from the Gospel of Luke and be able to store it for their own reference at any time. They can pull it out and reference anything regarding a topic. Maybe they're talking about friends about the last days, end time events. Of course, they would go to Luke chapter 24 for that. Or maybe they want to talk about the events of the Christian life and how we should be living. And they can go to various chapters and teachings on those. They're all listed on the back and throughout. And so we encourage everyone to get their hands on what has come out of this wonderful time of us as a church and a church family being in Luke's gospel.
Okay, just to clarify, those 140 plus messages are all crammed onto two MP3 CDs, correct?
That's right.
And of course, if you want to get in touch with us here at Real Radio, we'll let you know, have pen in hand or keyboard at fingertips, unless you're driving, of course, and we'll give you the contact information for that. Well, you're listening to Real Radio, and this is just a synopsis of a synoptic gospel, I guess, a little discussion here in Pastor Jack's office. And starting on Monday, we have a new series. And as we mentioned on yesterday's Real Radio broadcast, we were going to let our listeners know what's going to start airing come Monday. What is that?
We are very excited about this next series of teachings. Of course, we're going to be going now from Luke's gospel, which was a verse-by-verse, chapter-by-chapter teaching, and we're going to do something that is quite unique for us, Mike, and that is we are going to air a topical series, but it is all based around the theme of disciplines. Mike, when I look around at our culture, when I look around at the Christian church, when I look around at the modern Christian family today, mm-hmm. we don't see very many disciplines, and we're suffering
I know what you're
going
to say, yes.
Right. We are suffering for
That's
that.
That's right.
And for many reasons, we embarked upon the Disciplines of Life series, and specifically, we'll go through a great number, 31 of them in total, of the disciplines of life. And we're going to cover topics that are going to be challenging, I think extremely relevant to our age. This is a very recent study that was done here at the church.
Could I interject with a question here as far as the word discipline? If you ask somebody, are you a disciple of Christ? They would most inevitably say, well, of course.
Right.
Are you disciplined by the Lord?
Well,
that same person might say no.
What's interesting about that very word is you're exactly right. When we think of disciplines, we think of, oh, am I in trouble? But
mm-hmm.
this discipline is the rigors, the routine, the practices. Mike, in a word, it would be the lifestyles of the believer, or I could say being a disciple. A disciple and the disciplines of life cannot be separated.
They're inseparable.
In fact, how you live your life, your disciplines, announces, defines who or what type of a disciple you are. Because being a disciple simply means one who is a student. It's one who is an apprentice, a pupil. And if you are, for example, a disciple of surfing, then you have studied everything you can imagine about surfing. You know all the lingo. You know all the moves. You actually get out in the water and you do it.
Yeah.
Well, that is a disciple of surfing, and what he has done is he has honed his disciplines focused on surfing. Now listen, regarding Jesus Christ, we already know the disciples of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? They were the pupils, the students. They were in the apprentice mode learning from the journeyman, Jesus himself. And so when we talk about the disciplines of life, well, I tell you what, Matthew 16:24 says that Jesus spoke to his disciples. And he said to them, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. That is an amazing verse that defines what it is to have the disciplines of life, that is the cross, Mike, and following Christ. And if you do that, you are in fact a disciple of Jesus. And so why we embarked upon this series is because we wanted to make sure that those congregants here attending the fellowship were in no way deceived by their own emotions or by false doctrine, that maybe somehow by going in and out of a church that they had by osmosis perhaps.
Warming the pew.
Exactly, that they would somehow say, well, I guess I'm going to go to heaven because this is what I do on Sunday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
I wanted to dispel that false security.
Precisely.
And I wanted to challenge the church to, are you a disciple? If you're a disciple, what are the disciplines that you're living by? The disciplines that you are living by will truly confirm or deny your statement. Mike, it's not what we declare ourselves to be. It's our lifestyle. It is how we live.
That's right.
And so, look, it's too late in the spiritual ballgame to be playing games right now in the sense of, well, you know, I'll just act like a Christian, or maybe I can go to church because that's a nice place to find a nice girl, or I'll hang out at church because they're moral people and it's a good thing. No, 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 no. Listen, it is very, very urgent that today people make the determination whether they be a disciple or not. And that would be, as Paul said, examine yourself to determine whether you be in the faith or not. That action that you live by is your disciplines.
Doesn't Jude say that we need to struggle? We need to wrestle with the certain issues when it comes to the faith.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're listening to Real Radio, and we're just about to wrap up a conversation we're having here with our teacher, Jack Hibbs. We have just yesterday wrapped up the book of Luke, and boy, was that a long journey and quite a fun one. Once again, if you could just tell us what people can do if they want to hear the entire series once again, Pastor Jack. We've got people who have just joined us yesterday,
sure,
people who have perhaps been with us from the beginning and anywhere in between. What do they do?
Yeah, they can get, just by contacting us, they can get the Gospel of Luke. It's an MP3 format, and there's two of those CDs, and it has the entire 141 teachings. That's 141 weeks of studies in the Gospel of Luke. I mean, remembering that there's 52 weeks in a year, this was a study of great detail,
yeah,
of absolute commitment, and we're very excited about the results. And our listeners can obtain a copy for themselves by just contacting us.
All right. And the way to contact us, if you're a regular listener to Real Radio, you know the drill. You can call us at 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. If you'd like to do things the traditional way, you can write us at Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, if you want any of our contact information and more details on how to obtain the entire Gospel of Luke on two MP3 CDs, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org.
This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.